Okay, today is Daf Erechin Chaf Tes. Actually, on a Chaf Tes, on the very top, I just want to review one thing. So, in the Mishnah, if somebody said, Stam Cherem, I'm going to make a Cherem vow, but he didn't specify it's for the Kahanim or for the Beis HaMikdash. So, Rabbi Huda ben Bezeira said, Stam Cherem is to the Beis HaMikdash, Berak HaBayis. And he quoted a Pasuk, right? He quoted a pasuk, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lashem. The Chacham say no, Stam Cherem is to the Kahanim, and he quoted a pasuk, a different pasuk. And then the Chacham said, what do I do with the Huda ben Bezeira's pasuk? That I do something else. That I learned that if I've already had a carbon, and I donate on top of that carbon, I make a Cherem on the carbon, either then it depends. If the carbon's on me, then I have to give the money. And if the carbon's on the animal, the money, right? He the Chacham explained both Pesukim. Rabbi Ben Bezeira only explained his own Pasuk. This Kodesh 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 and Pasuk. But, okay, that's all you need to know for the Gemara today. So now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Cherem Kahanim, a Cherem of a Kohen, Ein Lehem Pidyon, it can't be redeemed. It's like Truma. Once you give Truma, I don't want to give the Truma, I want to get it back. No such thing. Once you give it to the Kohen, there's no redemption. V'nosu l'kohen. Charamim, by the way, calls man shehen b'bayis b'ilim, as long as it's still in your house, so I promise I'm going to donate my glasses, my fancy, you know, china, I'm going to give it to the Kohen. Once you say that, as a cherem vow, once you say that, harayin kehekdash achol devrayin. They're like hekdash in every respect. You can't touch it, you can't play with it, you can't use it. However, Shinemar, Kol Cherem B'Yisrael, Kol Hashem Hashem Hil Hashem. Nosan L'Kohen, you give it to the Kohen, Harein L'Chol Devein K'Chulim. It's considered Chulim. It's considered Chulim. No more Kedusha. The Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. Shinemar, Kol Cherem B'Yisrael, L'Chol Yihyeh. Okay? Good. Now, we said yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira Omer, Stam Charamim L'Vedek HaBayis. The Chachamim argued, they said Stam Charamim is for Kohen, and they explained Rabbi Huda ben Bezeira's pasuk and their own pasuk. So Gemara says, "Bishlam al Rabbanon, kidikam mafarshi tamayu v'tamayu Rabbi Huda ben Bezeira." They explained their reason, and they also said what Rabbi Huda ben Bezeira's reason was. Right? What they did with his pasuk. Ella, Rabbi Huda ben Bezeira, hi kistei hacherem mayavidle. What did they do with that pasuk, which is the pasuk that the Chachamim used to teach that stam cherem is for kahanim? What does he do with that pasuk? So Gemara says, "Mi boy look at the Tanya." He used it for the following vart: "Kisdei hacherem lekohen tihye achuzaso." Right? That like a stei hacherem to the kohen, it should be in his hair. Matam alomer. What do we learn from that pasuk? Minayin lekohen shehikdish sada chermo. How about if a kohen wants to donate his cherem field? If a Kohen wants to donate his field, a Kohen has a field somehow, right? And he wants to donate it to, as a cherem vow. So what's he doing? Who's he donating it to? You could argue he's donating it to himself. Yeah. After all, he's a Kohen, right? Shelo yomar, halvi yatzel kahanim. Since when I do that, it goes to the kahanim. Varehi tachas yadi, and I'm a Kohen. Shehi sheli, it should be mine. V'dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer that it should be mine, right? Mishal acher ani zocher. I get other people's stuff. When other people donate stuff, I get it. Right? When someone says, I want to give a chair, give out to a Kohen, I get it. So, Mishal Atmi Lokolshkin? So, for sure, I should get my own. So, when a Kohen is a big tzaddik, he's donating a chair, who gets it? He gets it to himself. I would think that. Says the Gemara, no. Talmud Lomar, Kistei Acherim Lokohen Tiyah Achuzaso. So, what does that pasuk have anything to do with anything? V'chima lamadnu mitzdei cherub beata. So what did we learn from that pasuk? Hareze bol lamed v'nim to lamad. Really, we thought we're going to learn something, but it's going to teach us something. Makish sdei charmo l'sdei achuza shal Yisrael. The sdei cherem is compared to a sdei achuza of a Jew. What happens to a sdei achuza? When a person's makish sdei achuza, what happens? It sits by Bezdin. And what happens at Yovel? If the guy doesn't redeem it, what happens? It goes to the Kohanim. Which Kohanim?
The Mishmar.
Oh! Makish Tzdei Chermol Tzdei Achuzas Hashal Yisrael. Mas Tzdei Achuzas Hashal Yisrael Yotzim Mitachas Yadu. Umetz Chalekas LeKohanim. It gets given out to various Kohanim. Af Tzdei Chermol So to here, if you're a Kohen and you donate a cherem field, it doesn't go to you, it goes to other Kahanim. Just like a stei cherem, a stei achuza, which a Jew doesn't redeem by Yovel, goes to who? Random Kahanim. Not to, okay. The Idach, and what does the Rabbanan do with that idea? How do they know that idea? How do they know this halacha? Cherem, mecherem, hacherem, from the hay. The Idach, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, cherem, hacherem, lo mashmalei. They don't learn out anything from that. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, dechal al kache kachim, fal kache kalim, benalei. How do they know that cherem, a cherem vow on a behema can apply even on kachay kachim, even on kachay kalim? How did he know that? Right, I said in the Mishnah, if you donate a carbon to the base of the Mikdash, and then you say, I'm going to give the cherem value of that carbon, or I'm going to give a cherem of that carbon. So we said it works. How can that work? It's already a carbon. What does that mean? So we said, you give the money. So how does he even know that? The answer is, Savralak Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel at the bottom of the page that Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold, you could do such a thing. So he holds like that, you could do such a thing. And he's going to allow the psukim. We'll see it in a few minutes. Amar Huda ben Beseira, Amar Rav, Halacha, Kibhuda ben Beseira. The Halacha is like Kibhuda ben Beseira, that what? That a Stam Cherem goes to Bet HaKabayis. Now, Varav Shavik Rabbanon, listen to this Gemara, Varav Shavik Rabbanon, Vavik Huda ben Beseira, we never paskin like a Das Yachid.
Yeah.
We always paskin like the Rabbim. Like the Chachamim. So why is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, no. Braisa Ibchatanya. There's a Braisa that taught the opposite. What do you mean Braisa taught the opposite? They switched up the names.
Yeah.
They really, the Chachamim are the majority opinion. Sorry. When he said Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, he meant the Rabbanan. Why? Because there's a Braisa that switched the names around. Right. So says the Gemara, Shavik Masnitsan Va'avik Braisa. So why are we rejecting the Mishnah and holding like a Braisa? The Braisa has it the opposite way. Why are we picking the Braisa over the Mishnah? Mishnah is more authoritative. So the Gemara says, no. Rav nam masni nami ibchatani. No, Rav also had the names mixed up in our Mishnah. We have it like this. Rav had it backwards. Okay? So therefore, Rav's really holding like the majority Shita. So if Rav had it mixed up, then why didn't Rav say that? Rav said, that Lach is like Huda ben Beseira. But he's not holding like he's holding to Chacham. So my chaz is, by the way, my chaz is the first before the Gemara asks that question. Gemara asks my chaz is the apachta masnisan mikami brisa nafak brisa mikami mishnah. Why are you switching the mishnah around to make it jive with the brisa? You should switch the brisa around to make it jive with the mishnah. Why? Because the mishnah is more authoritative. So Gemara answers no. Rav gemira gomer. That was Rav's tradition. Whatever that means. So Gemara says ihachi kavidu ben beseira. Then Rav should have said, I hold out the Rabbanan. After all, that's the sheet he's holding like. Because we're switching everyone's name around. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. No, here's what Rav meant to say. L'may da'afchisu v'taninu v'sanisu halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But all you people, before you mix up, before you switch the names, I'm holding like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which really means I'm holding like the Chachamim. But you all have the Mishnah backwards, so I'll tell you people, I'm holding like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Really, I'm not. Okay? Good? Now, next is a fascinating story. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, Dachriminhu Lunachase de Pumpadisa. He made a cherem vow of his stuff in Pumpadisa. There's no question, this is after the base of Mikdash has been destroyed, in Golas. Today, a guy says, I'm donating my house to the base of Mikdash as a cherem vow. So everyone's staring at him. What's the matter with you? What'd you do? So Asa Lakame to Rav Yehuda, they came to Rav Yehuda, Amalei, and he said, Shakol Arbazuze, take $4, the Achol Alaihu, and transfer the Kedusha from the house onto the $4, Vishadrinhu Benahira, and throw the $4 into the river, Vilishtrilach, and your house will now be Mutter. Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying a house is because the Gemara doesn't say it was Karka. Okay? Now a house is not worth $4. So how could you transfer the Kedusha onto $4? What's going on here? So that's a good question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Before we
do it with Meiser also.
What? Well, okay, 1 second. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that, look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, now, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? If somebody donates today, bizman hazeh, an animal or a spoon to the Beis Hamikdash, what do you do with it?
You can't have any
hanah from it. So you can't leave it around. Because you're going to forget. You're going to pull the drawer out of the spoon. It's not the spoon. You get over me'ilah. It's a big avera. So we don't want people doing that. So we tell people never don't donate anything to the Beis Hamikdash. And if someone's foolish enough to do it, what do? We throw it in the garbage. Right? Because there's nothing you can do with it. So why are we redeeming it here? Why is he redeeming it? So the Im Tomar, Tosfos asks, Harminim Perakam Davodazara, Ein Makdishin, don't donate anything today. Vein Machrimin, don't give a Cherim vow. Vein Ma'arichin, don't give an Erich vow. Bizman Hazeh. Don't do any of those things. Vein Hiknishin, if you did, Vehichrim, Veherich, if you did those things, so Behema, if it's an animal, to Aker, you have to kill it. Right? Vekalim, if it's Kalim, Yarkivu, you have to rot away. V'hacha bizman hazeh, I read. This is for sure bizman hazeh. Kidemasik hacha. The Gemara is going to conclude it's bizman hazeh. V'amai lo amrin on yarkivu. Why don't we say just throw it out? Just throw it in the garbage. What are we deeming it for? So if it's tzarech lomar, the dafka b'metaltalin. By metaltalin we say throw it out. Right? The ka'amar, the yarkivu, the lo'asi b'hu takala de takala. You shouldn't come to use that spoon. You use that spoon, you get an avera. So you donate a spoon to the base. You shouldn't have done that. You did it. You have to throw the spoon in the garbage, right? Im mamtinim ad yarkivu. You have to wait until it rots away. V'acha medikarkoi. Here we're talking about land. What are you gonna do with land? You can't get rid of it. It's land. What are you supposed to do with it? You donated the land. Well, you can't get rid of the land. What are you supposed to do with it? We have no option. We have to redeem it. Nothing else you can do, right? Lim yamtin asul de takol. Lim yamtin asul de takol. If you're gonna wait, I don't know what you're waiting for. What are you waiting for with land? You're going to put a fence around it and say no one can ever go in here? If you just want to do that, that's not going to last. Right? V'hachanami, ema b'samach, d'amar ha-maisim p'mbadisim karkoyavi. It was land. Since it's land, you have no option. Right? Asks the...
You have no option.
If you donate land to the Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, what are you going to do with it? Never let anyone walk there again? That's not going to work. You have to redeem it. Throw it in the river. Throw the money in the river. Buy everything else. Even an animal. Kill the animal. If it's a spoon, throw the spoon in the garbage. But what are you going to do with land? Oh, you have no option. You have to redeem it.
Where the number four says
come. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the four. Asks the Emek Yoshua, I have such a much better option. Someone asked this in the past 2 weeks. Someone asked this question. I have a much better option. Let the guy go to a chacham and be matir his nether. Why don't we say that? What? So that's his question that he asked. Go about the nether. What? Why not? Because Hekdesh never loses.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
So, what?
Not Hekdesh now. It's ridiculous. It's like, I want to go to Mars. Okay. How do you recognize what he said?
Shouldn't get off the ground?
Yeah.
But it does. So he says that there's a halacha. The halacha based on a Gemara in a Dorim that once the Gizbor has the property, you can't. Before the Gizbor has the property, you can. But once the Gizbor has the property, you can no longer be Matir Neder.
That's because you don't have it anymore.
What?
You don't have it.
So
anymore.
What? So what? So what? So what? So what? That, that wouldn't change anything. So what? So the Gizbor has it. Yeah. Say, well, what are we doing with this piece of land sitting in Woodmere? The Gizbor and Beis HaMikdash. What are we doing with land in Woodmere? We'll sell it to somebody. We'll get the money. Right? So before they do that, you went to a chacham and you bought the nether. Why not? No, once the gizbar has it, you can't. It's based on a gemara and a dharma, daf chaf aleph, you want to do that, you can't. Right? So, just 1 second. That was after the churban. There is no gizbar.
Yeah.
What's going on here? So you live the Petarachian. Why couldn't you redeem it? You're right. Once the gizbar has it, you can't redeem it. You can't go to a chacham. Until then, who said you can't? So you want to tell me a chiddush? No. Once you make a donation to the Hekdesh, there's no such thing as going to a chacham. I see that. That could be true. That must be the answer. What's the gizbar?
What other cases do you have? All the other cases of Matir Neder.
Yeah.
But between you and Hashem, and they don't.
No, it's not true. That's not true. Let's say I'm not eating potato chips for the next month.
Correct.
And then I really have a time to eat it. So I'm Matir Neder. What?
There's no second party.
Yeah, but even today, I'm not going to go on your property. I had a fight with you. I'm not going on your property. Make a nether. Now I want to go. We made up. So I have to go mount the nether. You could do that. No? Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Right. So.
Promise you can't do it.
Heckler's always wins. So they're busy with the Gizber issue. So they give some answer about that. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Next. Who are we up to? Yeah. So, no, up to Alma. Alma, so he said, demon, Alma, what do you see? Kasava they held, Stam Charam al Bera Kabayis. That Stam Charam is Bera Kabayis. Why? Because they didn't say, we'll give it some coin. They didn't say that. Right? They said, give us a Bera Kabayis. So what do? We're going to redeem it with $4. Kiman, Kishmuel, like Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Damar who said, Hikdish Shaveh Mona. If you donate something to the Beit HaMikdash worth $100, shechil al shavah pruta mechulal, and you redeem it on a dollar, it works. You could do that. You could do such a thing. Only the owner could do that. No one else could do that. Only the owner has the right to do that. What kind of halach is that? So Gemara says, Eimar d'amar Shmuel shechilo. That's what Shmuel said. That only works if you did that. If you donate something to the Beit HaMikdash worth $1 million, and then someone says, oh, I can't believe I did that. My wife gets, what'd you do that for? Redeem it back. You can't redeem it for a dollar. That's crazy. So Shmuel said, no, you can do it, but only for the Eved. Here, l'chachila mi'amar, l'chachila, you can do that? So the Gemara says, hani mi'ili b'zman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim. Oh, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then, it's a little bit what you're saying, if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, of course you can't redeem it for a dollar, l'chachila. You can't redeem it for the value. Yeah, well, now, ikab seida, the Beis HaMikdash loses. Avo b'zman hazeh, but b'zman hazeh, afil l'chachila, even l'chachila you can redeem it for a dollar. So good. So you donated the house to the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't have done that. Now we're going to let you l'chachila redeem it. So why $4? Yachi afilo prutanami. Why $4? Nah, presume milsa, just to publicize the event, to make it hurt your pocket a little bit something, make it a few dollars more. That's all. And achanami, it could have been a pruta. Amar Ula says, Ihavi hasam, had I been there, havi yehivna kula kahanam. I would have given it to the kahanam, that land. But don't give it to Kahanim. Don't redeem it. Alma, Kasavar, Ula. Ula held. Stam Charam on the Kahanim. Stam Charam goes to Kahanim. I want to give it to the Kahanim. As the Shittu Mekubat says, how would Ula know which Kahanim to give it to? Has to go to the Mishmar. Which Mishmar is that? Sitting in Pupadisa. So Shittu Mekubat gives four answers. One answer is, he says, I wouldn't have known which coin. I would hold to give it to the Kahanim. Which Kahanim? I don't know. I would have said give it to the Kahanim. And the Kahanim, I wouldn't have any Kahanim to give it to, because I don't know who's in the Mishmar.
Right.
But I would have said that. That's one answer he gives. Other answer he gives that even at Ulu's time, they still knew which Kahanim were up to the Mishmar at every given day. They still knew. That's the one answer he gives. They still knew. That's the last answer he gives. The Ma'aseh Choshev gives that answer. That they still knew who it was. Yeah. The third answer, the third answer he gives is, I would have given it to the Kahanim, but the Gemara is going to say in a minute that the land of Chutz La'aretz has the status of Metaltalin. Therefore, it doesn't go to the Mishmar. It goes to any coin you want. It says, Ula, since it's a Chutz La'aretz, I would give it to any coin I want. Because land in Chutz La'aretz has the status of Metaltalin. Remember we said yesterday there was a distinction between Metaltalin and land? Metaltalin, you give it any coin you want. Land, we said, it was a Gezer Shava from the Gezel Ager, right? Because we said only things that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash grounds goes to the Mishmar. Other things, so Trumi gives any coin you want. You don't have to give it to the Kohanim in the Mishmar. Any coin you want. Remember we said that yesterday? So with Talatalin, you can give it to any coin you want.
That's true. It's not going to the Bera Kabayis.
What?
Messing it up. You're going to the Bera Kabayis.
No, so we said land
yeah.
has to go to the Kohanim in the Mishmar.
Exactly. So how would you...
So that, but land in Chutz La'aretz has the status of Talatalin. So you can give it to the coin you want. Those are his answers. Anyway, Meisvei, 1 minute. 1 second. Ein Eved Ivri Noeg Ela Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. Eved Ivri only applies when Yovel applies. Whatever that is, there's no such thing as Eved Ivri today. Shenemar ad shenatzah Yovel yavod imach, because you have to get Yovel Eved Ivri. Ein stei cherem noeg ela bezman sheyovel noeg. You only have a stei cherem, which is what this is, when Yovel applies. Shenemar biyotze biyovel v'shav lachuzaso. Right? Rashi here says something fascinating. He says stei achuzah only applies when Yovel applies. So Rashi here says, Din Ste'achuza, Shtehe Negelis Begirua, that you every year you donate, we donate a field, you can redeem it back at a set price per year, 50 shekel over a 50-year period, right? That din ella im yirta lokech lachzir lo b'dam sheyirta machzir v'imlav in kofen oso. Here's the kicker. So and it says only applies when bezit when yovel applies. V'chein din makdish sadeh achuza bizman habayis. If you donate a field sadeh achuza during the Beis Hamikdash's times, v'ein hayovel noeg, and yovel's not noeg. Kigon, for example, mishegalu shevet Reuven v'Gad, when Reuven and Gad were exiled. They were the first tribes to be exiled because they didn't live in Israel proper. They were the first tribes to be exiled. Once that happened, batlu hayovlos, the yovlos were batl, the ein negalos ella b'shevuya. Then you want to redeem it? Then it's whatever the value is, not this, you know, joke one shekel a year. No, then it goes by the value. That joke one shekel a year is only when yovel's knowing. When is yovel not knowing anymore? Says Rashi, when Reuven and Gad got exiled. It's a huge controversial topic, which in the next two days from today, what's it, Monday? Wednesday's daf at the end, so I don't know if we're going to get to it Wednesday, because it's a fascinating Tosfos, where Tosfos completely argues on Rashi, totally argues on him, and says there was Yovel in the second base finish also. We'll get to that in 2 days. Anyway, the question is going to be, then what are they busy with Stecherim? There is no Stecherim. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Yovel. There's no Yovel in Pumpaditha. No, it doesn't hold what's going on here. Next. There's no ear bate orechoma. The rules of city of houses and walled cities, which we're going to do in a few minutes. El bezman shiolva noeg. Shneamar lo yetei biyovel. Mishur ben Yechai omer. Ein sadeh charem noeg el bezman shiolva noeg. There's no sadeh charem when the yovel only except when the yovel's noeg. Shneamar vaya hasadeh betzeisa biyovel kodesh Hashem kesteh acherem. Again, none of this applies. Mishur ben Elazar omer. In Ger Toshav Noeg, Ela Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. There's no such thing as a Ger Toshav, only when you have Yovel. What's a Ger Toshav? What's a Ger Toshav?
What? Someone lives in next Yovel, seven, it's spinning off.
Right, and one more mitzvah. And not to eat treif. The Rashi says, Shal Yisrael Mitzvah V'lech Yosef. Ger Toshav, Shekiba Olav Sholav Aravodas Kochavim, not to worship idols, V'ochel Nevela, and not to eat Nevela. What does that mean? He's a guy living in Israel, and he promises, I'm not going to worship idols, and I'm going to eat kosher.
Not eating the veil doesn't translate to not eating kosher.
Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means. Not eating non-kosher meat. Apples are always kosher.
Right?
Right? What does that mean? It's such a strange...
That's not one of the seven mitzvahs.
No, it's not. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs. I don't know why that is. That's what Rashi says. Now, Amr of Bibi, my taima. What kind of reason is that? So we're not even sure what a Ger Toshav really is. It's a guy that promises to keep on some level some of the mitzvahs in Israel. He's living in Israel. He wants to stay.
They don't want to bring trivia stuff in there. It's strong.
So it shouldn't be nichshol other people, right? Okay, it's fair enough. That's fine. Anyway, so that does, that was only noeg such a din. Now what a din that whatever din is only noeg bizman yovel. Amr of Bibi, my taima. It's yitov tov. It's gzeir shava. From what? From Eved Ivri. Says by Eved Ivri, ki tov lo imach, because he wants to stay, because he likes being by the master. The Eved Ivri, uksiv and etasim, and it says by Ger Toshav, tov lo, right? Tov lo, lo tonenu, don't torture the guy, right? Let him live, right? So you see, it's a Ger Toshav, a tov tov. Anyway, what about the kasha? The kasha is if there's no cherem bismana, and there's no yovel, there's no yovel in Pumbedisa. What are they busy with this case? Are they busy with it? No such thing. So lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Hab a karkai, hab a metaltali. You're right. We're not busy with karka, but with metaltali we are. But v'hamayis v'pudizim v'karkai na'vi hafi. But this story with karka. So the Gemara answers, no. Karkai de chutzlaret, ki metaltari de eretz yisrael dami. The karka of chutzlaret has the status of metaltalin. And therefore, they were busy with it. So what they have to do with it? They have to redeem it. That's the whole story. Okay? Now, this is the Rabbi Shmuel that I said that Rabbi Huda ben Maaseira held like that you can make a vow on top of a carbon. What's up with that? How can you make a vow on top of it? I already donated to a carbon. How can I make a vow on top of that? So, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Katzav Echad Omer, it says in the Torah, anytime you have a Bechor, taktish, Lashem. It says taktish. You make it holy to Hashem. For Katzav Echad Omer, another Pasuk says, It says, Ach b'chor asher yivukar l'Hashem b'behema, an animal that's born to you, lo yakdish, don't make it holy. It's already holy. It's a b'chor. So one pasuk says, make it holy. One pasuk says, don't make it holy. So it's a stira. Eif shalomar takdish, reik for nema lo yakdish. You can't make it holy, because it says, don't make it holy. Eif shalomar lo yakdish, it says, don't make it holy. Sheik for nema takdish, it says, make it holy. Okay, so what's going on here? Makdisho akta hetish iloi, right? You can make it extra holy to pay the equivalent value. In other words, it's born a bechor. What happens to a bechor? If it doesn't have a mum, it's born as a carbon. I'm going to makdish that, I'm going to make that a cherim thing. It's already a carbon. So what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with your promise? Well, how much is a carbon bechor worth? Worth $100? You have to give another $100. That you can do. You can't make it a hekdesh to mizbeach. It's already a carbon. Right. You can't make it a second carbon. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what Yishmael said. It says the Gemara, v'rabbanon. So what are the rabbanon who obviously argue on this? What do they do with that pasuk? Al tatish. No. Miboyele lalav. It's an isser. They use it as an isser. It's an isser to make a bechor into a carbon. It's already a carbon. It's a funny isser. See, sometimes when the Torah says, Al, don't do something, sometimes it means it's an Isser, and sometimes it means it just won't work. Right? You have to know when it means that. It just won't work. Al Takash, it's a waste of your breath to say such a thing. So that's what Rehudrim says, that's what the Rabbi Shmuel says. Right? It's a waste to say that. So you meant to give a donation. Here, what does it mean, Al Takash? It's an Isser to do that. It's already a problem. Right? Takash. What does it do with the word taktish? Mi barle, look at the Tanya. Menayin lenoa lo b'chor be'edro. Shemitzvah lakdisho. Even though you have born a b'chor in your flock, it's a mitzvah to make it holy. Shenemar, zachar ha-taktish. Right? Make it holy. Like we say by Shabbos. Shabbos comes regardless. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. What are making Kiddush for? It's already holy? No. So what? It's a mitzvah to you go do it. You give yourself some chizik and go make Kiddush. Same thing over here. It's born already a Kodesh. It's a mitzvah to make a Kodesh anyway. Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with all these ideas? Elo makdish le lo kaddish. What if you don't make it holy? It's not holy. Kiddush hasim rechem havi. It's kiddush anyway. It's born that way. Given the lo kilo akdish le kadosh. Since if not, I don't need you to make it holy anyway. So lo tzvicha lakdushay. You don't have to make it holy. Okay. Hajin alach hamakdish tadehu. Hajin alach hamakdish tadehu. Hajin alach hamakdish tadehu. Okay, next. Hamocher es sadehu. If somebody, now I'm talking, somebody sells his field, not somebody donated his field to the Beit Hamikdash, now we sold it to Reuven. Reuven, let's do simple. Reuven sold it to Shimon. Okay? Hamachtesh es sadehu. Bishas, what? Hamocher es sadehu. Someone sells his field. Bishas hayovel. During the time of the yovel applies. Eino mutter ligol. You can't get it back. Pachos mishteishanim, for less than 2 years. So when Reuven tells it to Shimon, Shimon has to keep it for 2 years. After that, Reuven can get it back. At Yovel, Reuven gets it back. Right? But less than 2 years, you got to let Shimon have it for 2 years. Okay?
This is learned out of the
pasuk. Yeah. Shenemar, b'mispar shnei tevuos, yimachilach. You have to sell it for 2 seasons. Shnei tevuos. Tevuos means 2 crops. Right?
Unless
he sells in year 49. So you can't do that. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. You can sell it in year 49. We'll get to that. The Neoval year will not count and he gets it for year 1. We'll get to that in a minute. Rashi says on top, Avla achash teishanim, after 2 years, imratza liftosa, poda bal karcho shalokech. You can redeem it even if the seller doesn't want to redeem it. The buyer doesn't want to give it up. Doesn't want to give it up. Too bad. Right? The buyer doesn't want to give it up. V'nosin lo lefi mashamachra. And you have to give back what he paid for it. Dichsev, like it says, v'chishev es shnei mimkaro, shemachashiv kama shanim shemachra ad yovel. How many years left with it till yovel? Right? 10 years left till yovel. U'machalek hadamim l'fi yashanim. You divide up the land, you divide up the value, considering how many years were left till yovel. Kagon. Imachra kodim yovel eser shanim. If you sold it for 10 years, be'eser litrin, for $10,000, right? Nimsa, Shemacha Perosha, Kol Shana Vashana, Abelitra. So each year with $1,000. Right? Sharei Stam Mechira, Eina El Ad Yovel. Because the Stam Mechira stops at Yovel anyway. Hilkach, therefore, Mshaisa, So after 5 years, I decide I want it back. V'yachakach bo mochel legola. Menachel lokech, hey, Litrin, I deduct $5,000, and I get the land, I have to give you $5,000, I get the land back. Lokech, hey, Litrin, l'chol shana sh'achla, shekach ol ha'cheshbin k'shiyotim b'tchila. That was the cheshbin when we made up originally. That was what we did. 10 years. How much is it worth for 10 years? What's a rental for 10 years for the land? Whatever it is. So divide that by 10. Whenever I come to redeem it, after the 2 years, that's how much I have to pay you back to get the land, to get my property back. Okay? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, what happens in the case? That's all very good by crops. But what happens when you put in a shopping center on top of a piece of land? What happens to the improvements?
So we're going to have, it's a good question. We're going to have a little bit that issue with the houses. Whether or not it's ribbis. We're going to get to that. Because you live in the house, when you buy the house back. Right? When you sell a house in a walled city, you have a year to get it back. The Gemara doesn't say, well, how much is a house for a year? And you divide it by 12 months. The Gemara doesn't say any of that. So right, the wrong answer, what's ribbis? The guy's living in the house for free. And then you have to give him the money back. Right? So Gemara's going to answer that question. It's a similar question. Similar idea, right? Because he's getting more than what he's paying for it, which is a problem.
I'm not so sure that you get an on property that's been developed as the same thing as fields.
He says that fields
are...
Who says?
I remember there was...
You pay for the improvements? I don't know. It's not today's stuff. It's tomorrow's stuff I didn't do.
Fields work differently. It goes on a base homer.
What?
Fields work differently. It goes on a base homer.
That's only if you sell it to Hektish. No. Hey, you sell it to Reuven. Reuven sells it to Shimon. That homer of that home, that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply. That 50 shekel thing is only if you mock the shit.
So that's selling it. What are you doing?
Reuven selling it to Shimon.
What are you doing afterwards on
that? It goes back to Reuven at the Yovel.
Oh, you just sold a straight-up sale?
Yeah, straight-up sale. So it's not a sale. It's really a rental. Because it goes back at Yovel. Now, Reuven wants to get it back before Yovel. So you have to give Reuven Shimon 2 years. You get it for 2 years. Now, if after the 2 years you want it back, you have to give him the prorated share.
Right.
So Josh is saying, instead of using it for crops, he built a shopping center there.
It doesn't work on fields.
Only works on fields. I don't know.
Correct.
Now.
It's never really a sale. It's always a rental. It's never a sale.
It means really a rental. Shenemar. Right? Okay, we did that already. What if there was a plague that year? And there was nothing grew, it was a plight. Oh, Shnas Shavias, or it's Shemitah year. Ain't Olam in the Minyan. That's not part of the year. That doesn't count. That's not part of the Cheshbon. Because the guy didn't even use it. Nara, if it was already plowed, oh, Hovira, Ola, Olam in the Minyan. What's Hovira?
Let it lie fallow.
That counts. That counts. Why does that count? Because the guy saw what he's getting. That counts. I didn't see a plague coming. That I didn't see. I guess we saw Shemitah coming also. So, anyway, that counts. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Machvelo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if he sold it right before Rosh Hashanah, V'Himalei Peros, it's full of Peros. Hare Zeh Ochel Mishana Shalosh Tuvos B'Shnei Shanim. You can get 3 crops out of 2 years. It's possible. Because you get it right before you harvest it, so you get 1 crop, and then 2 years later you'll do twice more. Fine. Hamochas Adir, listen to this. Hamochas Adir B'Shnas Yovel, Ein Agoa Loktani. It doesn't say Ein Agoa, you can't redeem it. It says, Ela Eino Mutter Legol. It's not Mutter to redeem it. What does that mean, it's not Mutter to redeem it? You're allowed to redeem it for 2 years. What does it mean, it's not Mutter to redeem it? It says the Gemara, Alma Kasavar, Isurinam Eka. It's Osir to redeem it. It's Osir, what do you mean Osir to redeem it? You cut a Bezdin, and Bezdin says, I'm not redeeming it. Come back in 2 years. What are you doing? I'm forcing him to. Bezdin will throw you out of the room. What do you mean it's also to redeem it? Says the Gemara, Afila Karkush Yezuzin Ani Asa. You can't even walk around dangling coins. You can't even go to the guy with a bag of money. No. You can't even do that. Says Rashi, Lamocher Liros Zuzin Lelokeach Kadesh Yite Be'en of Lach Zira. So he should want to give it back. You're not allowed to do that. He asks the Achronim, what Isser is that?
Yeah.
What kind of Isser is that? What are you doing wrong? You're not allowed to redeem it for 2 years. No question about that. And Bezdin will not let you. So you're not allowed to go stand by the guy's house with a bag of money? Why not?
The guy won't.
Says the Garmat HaLevi. I don't know who that is. It's Losachmod. Yovel Losachmod. You do it to this guy. The guy's sitting there. Ugh, I wish I could. Look at that bag of money sitting over there. I wish I could. I just can't. Never. I have it for 2 years. I'm stuck with it. For 2 years. He's not doing anything. It's Ovelos Achmod. All he's doing is Ovelos Achmod. By the way, but he says over here that the Rosh says, wait a minute, what if they both agree to undo the deal? They both agree to undo it. I see that bag of money. I don't want it anymore. You want it back. I'll do it. So the Rosh has a machlokas and tosfos. Conjures up a machlokas, whether or not that's mutter. If they both agree to undo it, can you undo it? It's a machlokas, he says. A machlokas and tosfos. Right? He says, for some say, it gets back to the machlokas between Abai and Rava, which we're going to get to in Tamura next week. We get to that Gemara. If the Torah says don't do something, does it work if you do it? Hey, the Torah says don't redeem it. And what if you do redeem it? So does it work? Is it chal? That's the machlokas between Abai and Rava. Same thing over here, no? Same issue. We're through with the same thing going on here. Both agree, so does it work? Torah says don't do that. We did it anyway. So does it work? So some say,
that's another reason of why we don't let you.
What?
That's another reason why you don't let you.
What do you mean?
What's the reason that they want you for the 2 years?
Because otherwise, what's the guy buy?
I had a problem. I needed money. I sold my field.
Right now I don't need the right.
Now I have money back.
So I'll give you the money. I'll give you the money back.
I'll give you the money back.
Right. So maybe because to spare the buyer, what the buyer buy? He doesn't want his money back. He wants to be an investor. He wants to grow the field, you know.
You're not forcing him to do it.
Right. Right. It's interesting. Anyway, lo mi boi mocher dekasi basei. Forget the mocher, the seller who wants it back. He's also, dekseib mispershenei tivozi mocher loch, elafil lokech nami kai basei. Even the buyer, who says, okay, I'll get the money back, so take the field back. He gets an aveira. To be ina mishum, Shnayim tekana v'leka, because you require, he bought it for 2 years, and he's like giving it early. So then that's the whole question. What if they both agree? That's a machlokas, if they both agree. Itmar, hamocher sadeu b'shnas yovel atma. What if somebody sold his field on the yovel year itself? During the yovel year itself, he sells his field. Rav amar, mechura v'yotze. It's a good sale, and it comes back. So Reuven sells his field to Shimon for $1,000. Shimon lost $1,000, and the field belongs to Reuven. Okay? So why on earth, what kind of normal person, Shimon, would pay $1,000 to get zero? Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Because he's crazy? So, what? So, the Yerushalmi says, it's not a mekachtos. You would think Shimon gets $1,000 back, right? That's what you'd think. No, it's not a mekachtos. He doesn't get $1,000 back, right? So the Machane Yehuda, some Achron says, there are two reasons why he would do this. Why would Shimon pay $1,000 for a field and not get anything? Two reasons. Reason number one. No. Reason number one, because he's Mekayim, he wants to buy metalton agav the karka. So there's a tractor on the karka. Uh-huh. I'll give you $100. I own the tractor. That I own. The field I owned for a split second. Then it went back to him. So I own the metalton, which the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. That's one reason.
Why not just buy the metalton?
What? I don't know. How you going to do a kinyan? So that's one reason. The other reason is, because he wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah of land going back during Yovel. You hear that?
Did you all do that?
Right? So I pay, I don't get it, and it goes back, I got Mekayim the mitzvah. You hear that? It's amazing, such a frum vart.
We bought that land for Shemitah.
Exactly.
I
right?
I almost did that foolishly. I bought a suit knowing it probably had shotguns. I'm saying, you're still young.
Right? Right, people do that. That leads to a whole discussion, right? Do you have a chiv to go buy land in Israel and then not work it during Shemitah? So you're kind of the mitzvah of leaving your land fallow. That gets into the whole topic of, do you go do mitzvahs that you don't normally do? You have to go out of your way to find mitzvahs to do. It's an interesting topic. That's a real Shavuos night topic, right? It's an interesting topic. You see over here, he went out of his way to buy land knowing he's not going to keep it, just to be kind of the mitzvah. What? No, that's not that.
It is.
Go out of my way. Okay, so do we do it for strange mitzvahs? Every day we do a mitzvah.
It's strange. $1,000.
Yeah. Well, you know how much a mitzvah is worth? You know how much a mitzvah is worth? It's more than $1,000.
What's interesting here is that
what? Prove it. I can't prove it. You have to wait. You have to have patience.
The principle here is that basically is that we don't want people selling their this.
Correct.
You don't want people. So when you go to buy it, you're really doing something the Torah doesn't want you to do.
Correct. But
it's a mitzvah, but the Torah does it. It's a mitzvah like getting.
Right.
Torah doesn't want you.
Right.
It's appealing to
correct.
Somebody.
Correct. Correct. It's true. But the guys, I don't. Okay, I hear you. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ein Mechor Kol Lechem. The sale doesn't even take effect. There's no sale here. Right? My time with the Shmuel. What's Shmuel's reason? Kal v'chomer, to Kal v'chomer. Amar Mechor Kvar Yata, if you sold it before Yovel, at Yovel it goes back. So Ein Mechor, Ein Adin Shalot Timchar. So if it's before Yovel, of course it doesn't go back. I'm sorry, so if it's on Yovel, of course it doesn't work. If it's before Yovel, I get it back. So on Yovel it's going to work? Of course not. Ula Rav, right? Ula Rav, and according to Rav, Lomrin and Kalvachomer Kia Gavna? What about Rav? Doesn't Rav hold from this Kalvachomer? Votan, but we learned, Yachal Limchadim is Bidok Ishu Naira. I would think you could tell your daughter when she's a Naira, even when she's 18 years old, you could tell her, Amra Kalvachomer, it's a Kalvachomer. Umar Mechura, Kvar Yata, when she's younger than 12, at 12 you can't. If you sold her already, then at 12 the sale's over, she goes free, right? Now she's 18 and you can't sell her. She can't be sold. No one disputes that kavachomer. Says Rav, that kavachomer is different. Hasim over there by a naira lohadar mizdazamna. I can never sell her again. Once she turns 12, she can never be sold for the rest of her life. Over here, hacha, but over here by a tzadeh. Hajim is Avna, I could tell it after Yovel, I could sell it. So that Kalvachomer is a faulty Kalvachomer. I don't buy that Kalvachomer. Meisvei, one second. There's a brisa that says, Acher HaYovel, Shanim Tikne. Malameid, Shemoch Ritzamach LiYovel. You could tell it next to Yovel. Mufel Gmel Yovel Manayin. What about far away from Yovel? Tamad Lomar, Lefi Rov HaShanim, Lefi Ma'ad HaShanim. Whether it's far or close away. Ubashanti Yovel Atzel, Yolo Yimchor, V'yimachor, Ein HaMachor. You can't sell it, and if you sell it, it doesn't work. So it's a kash on Rav. Amalok Rav, Eina Mechura, L'mispar Shnei Tevuos. Yeah, you can't sell it to get the money back. Avo Mechura, Hiviyoto. But it works for the sense that I could sell it, and then it doesn't. Then the second later, I lose it, but I can't sell it. V'yizdavine mizdavne teke b'rishusei ad basay yovel. So one second. Why don't we do the following? Then we'll stop in a minute. Why don't we do the following? Good, you sold it during Yovel. The Yovel itself, you can't work the land. So let him have it for 2 years, and after the 2 years he can buy it back. Didn't we learn? Let's he sold in year 49. So you get 1 year. Yovel mashlimin lo, shana, acheres, acher yovel. So yovel year doesn't count, and then you get year one again. You get year 2 years. Same thing over here. Yovel doesn't count. You get 2 years after yovel. Why not? Hasam nachas la'achila. No, over there, it's when you sold it, the minute you sold it, you can work it right now. So you're 49. Hacha l'machas l'achila. Over there, you can't work it at all. Doesn't get off the ground, it's totally different. Okay? So we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.